Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
It's early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I know why you were chuckling.
Finance! That's why I was chuckling.
Right.
We'll hear that again on Monday. When Bill returns.
Yeah, I don't like to, that's his kind of his thing.
I appreciate that.
I'll blurt out one or two. And then
the bag. Missed that one yesterday. We had the mailbag yesterday. Me and Farley did.
How'd that go?
It was good. Farley was in good spirits yesterday and Tuesday. I thank him for helping out.
Yeah, big thank you to the former.
The black shirt. Gray.
Oh, the black shirt is a... I have great memories of Farley playing. It's still a little surreal to me that he's around. Like
here?
Yeah.
In Lincoln?
Yeah. And doing shows, like
yes,
coming in and talking to us. Farley was about as good as it gets at that, like the outside linebacker, you know. About as good as it gets.
He told me he claims that right now he could still play about 12 snaps in a game.
I believe it.
I said, Farley, you're almost 50. You're 50 years old. Like, so, did I stutter?
God, these guys.
I got 12 snaps in me.
By the way, these guys. Okay, he's still in pretty good shape. Frost probably could play.
He's in great shape.
8 to 10 snaps. I saw another Husker great in the airport in Vegas yesterday. Joel Makavica. Makavica could still play 8 to 10 snaps.
He's coming here before he's still very fit.
Yeah. Yeah, we ran into him at the Vegas airport. He's got a place in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
So I was struck by that. He's not nearly as big as he used to be, but he's still fit. He might just be a straight running back now, not a fullback. I don't know if he got that speed, but you know he played for Arizona for a while.
Yes, I know that. Yes,
it's good.
He did. It is time for Jake's takes in
place of
Bill's thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dinert Contract. You need a remodel for your kitchen, bathroom, or just whole house remodel, there's one person to talk to.
Randy!
That's Randy. There we go.
That was bad.
Randy at Dinert Contracting. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Do it.
Okay, Bill is out. Thursday is reserved for cool parenting tips, and I'm going to do a Jake's Takes for this.
Okay.
I don't have a headline, though, so I apologize.
That's okay.
The headline, the story is this, though. I know a lot of friends out there, a lot of people who have told me, even before I had a kid, that traveling with kids is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right? Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Wait until they're 5 and then travel. I'm not waiting 5 years of life to just do nothing and stay at home and be a nobody.
Okay.
Cool parenting tips is freaking travel with your kids when they're young. Scotland is 15 months old.
15 months.
We just took an 8.5-hour drive to the Black Hills last week.
Scotland.
We left Wednesday after the show, left about 10 a.m., got there about, 6 p.m.
that time, which is 7 p.m. this time.
Right, right.
So about 9 hours.
Right.
And had to stop, you know, a couple times for gas. And then we let her walk in Valentine for a little bit at the park there.
At the park. At the throwback park.
Oh, yeah. You saw the pictures of that. That was, whoa. What are we doing Valentine with our park? It's like, the stuff's like 100 years old.
It's be a better,
north of town. What is that?
Time.
The Valentine
better,
City Park.
It's
what
called
is
Better
the,
Times.
That is... It was better at one time. That's scary.
They could call. They should call it the Better Times Park.
The teeter totter had like you could get a splinter any just by touching it. I can't imagine sitting on that thing in Valentine.
And the slide was enormous.
And if you would have fallen off, it's very low railings. Oh, by the way.
Oh yeah, if you fall off, if Scotland falls off that, I'm not even going to talk about it.
Yeah, if you have any Valentine listeners, can you report back what's happening with the park north of town? I went to the Valentine City Park. It's a big place. They got disc golf there. They it just looked like it hadn't been. Nothing has happened there in about 50 years.
You took a photo of that slide, and I couldn't believe what I was looking at. How tall it is, and how unsafe it is.
Yeah, the you could have fallen off that thing. So I would have fallen off the slide.
That would not be good. But anyway, okay. But how was Scotland?
The point is this: is that if you wait too long to travel with kids, it will be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. They will not travel well because they've not been accustomed to it.
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying you got to fly anywhere. This is for anybody. Anybody can drive somewhere. I don't care how rich or how poor you are. Driving, everybody can do. If you're going on a trip, even if it's 3 hours away, and you've been scared of doing it, do it. Take the kid.
What would you say about flying with Scotland?
She has flown before, and she did. You know, she had one rough time because she woke up as the plane was going down, so her ears popped, and she could not handle that. She could not handle the pressure in her ears as she woke up.
How do you know her ears popped?
We assume that was the problem.
She didn't verbalize.
We assume it was, hey, we woke up from a nap as the plane was descending and the pressure was changing in the cabin. She just did not do well with that. Otherwise, she's been a very good flyer.
Really?
But we drove out to the Black Hills and drove back. And again, a couple times she got a little cranky, but in general.
Not bad.
She was fine. And because she's done that before, she's traveled up to Crofton before 3 hours. Not 8.5 hours, but 3 hours in a car. Mm-hmm. She's gone out west before to Colorado, 6 hours. Like she knows the drill. If you wait too long and you try when your kid is 3 or 4, it will be a nightmare. And I know this could be challenging in years to come, but from what I've heard from friends who number one, traveled when they had kids who were young and they kept traveling, it's been a lot better than, hey, we're just going to go nowhere for 4 years and then we'll try when they're 4 and see if they can handle a 6 hour ride, because they won't.
Have you verbalized this to anybody else? Is this the first time you've talked about this?
Well, Elizabeth knows about this.
Yeah,
we
you've
feel
talked
the same
to,
way about
oh, you,
this.
You've
yeah,
talked
and
to
our friends feel the same way, too.
So get them, get your kids going early.
Yes.
Don't wait.
And our friends who do the same thing feel the same way. Now, I don't know really anybody. I mean, I've known some people who feel differently that don't travel. I said, you're setting yourself up for problems. You just,
interesting.
You can't just not go anywhere. Your life does not end the moment you have a kid. It doesn't. It gets more challenging. It gets more... You know, your some freedoms go away, but you still can live a very fun life. We have a fun life. We have a lot of fun things we do.
This is the very definition of cool parenting tips.
Yes. I'm trying to be cool. We take Scotland places. You know, when we drive a lot of places, she likes to have fun and see new spots and walk around and try new food.
I think this is somewhat a genetic discussion. I imagine that her genetics are such that she's going to be a goer. Right. And her disposition's good, you know?
Yes.
Relatively even. I think I would describe you as having a relatively even disposition, except on certain topics where you get out of control. But
Or on Sundays at noon in the NFL season, not even at all. Very chaotic.
Some people
would take
a lot of issue with me saying you have an even disposition.
What the hell's wrong? Nothing even about me.
Why
at all.
Is Simple saying that? You do, though. Yeah. I mean, day to day. For the listeners, Jake is very even. Like you do. In fact, I met one of your friends.
Who?
Oh, he was the guy at Huddle, and he said the same thing.
Oh, Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor. He said, Jake's always the same. I was like, yeah, you're right. I've known him for 10 years or whatever it is. And he's like, yeah, he doesn't, day to day, he's not different at all. You know, I wish I could say that.
You catch me on my good days, then. Let's not talk about the bad days, apparently.
Oh, no.
You just see the highlights.
Everybody has good and bad days, but you don't change that much from good and bad. You don't. You don't. I will say that as a compliment.
Thank you.
Everybody has good and bad days, but you Yeah, I know when you, hey, by the way, I kind of know when you're having a bad day. I can kind of tell, but you know, it's not.
I don't put it on you, though.
No.
I don't put my problems on
you. No, never, never. You can just kind of tell, but you're not even that bad, you know. You don't.
It's respectable.
You don't have a, what's the word people use now? You're not crashing out.
But you know what? You don't see me at 3 o'clock on a Sunday in the fall, though.
Yeah, then you're crashing out sometimes. Yeah. You crash out over the Dolphins. You crash out.
And if I see you like at a basketball game, I don't really see you until I see it before the game or halftime.
You crash out sometimes. You crash out on football Saturdays too.
I don't. But if Nebraska's playing over here at PBA and I'll go see it at media, you don't see me after the game. So if they lose, you don't see me distraught.
No.
Mm-hmm. I might be somewhat distraught at halftime, but knowing, hey, there's 20 minutes to put this together.
Text line, though. You
Yeah, it gets a little bit crazy.
I shouldn't call it a text line, but your text, personal text, get a little unwieldy.
So the Bills Thrills, Jake's Take, cool parenting tip is just don't wait to travel with your kid. The longer you wait, the worse it's going to be. You have this fear about, oh, they're going to be horrible and just ornery and just screaming the whole time. They will if you don't travel anywhere for 4 or 5 years. You're right. Absolutely. But
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You make it a habit and standard that you're going to travel with us. You're going to sit there and be fine with it. And we'll give you snacks. We'll give you your water, your milk, your applesauce, and your toys and books. You're good to go. Here's some response. We have a lot of response coming in here.
That's a pretty good list you just gave.
Thank you.
You're good to go, Scotland.
Yeah, she's good to go.
You're good to go, Scotland.
That car is packed full of stuff for her.
We got your applesauce. Yeah. Shut your trap.
Take a nap back there. Isn't it nap time? I think it's past nap time. Okay, here's some response. Scaper.
Yeah.
This guy says, preach. Going on a Disney cruise with my 4 kids and leaving from Kansas City after the Huskers route Cincinnati in late August.
Whoa, after the game, headed to
Disney for Labor Day weekend.
Whoa.
A good time right there.
That's better. That's good time.
Will in Fullerton from Applied Connective Technologies says, I've driven my 2 kids to Jacksonville twice over the last couple of years from Fullerton, Nebraska.
Jeez.
You know how far that is. It's a long drive.
That's a long haul.
And they're currently 10 and 7 years old.
Oh, good for you.
Okay. Let's see. Bird in Columbus. I should have yelled, Bird! Agreed. He says, we never waited to travel. All good now. Used to bring the porta chair in the car so they could crap anytime they wanted to. Now, Scotland's still in diapers, so I haven't experienced the porta potty on the, you know, in the car, but thank you.
Bert, I appreciate the willingness to share.
Sanderson says he drove Evan and his daughter Ellie to Dallas when they were very young. Good call, Jake, on traveling while young.
Sandy's with us every day.
What blanket? WB.
WB's with us.
Says, Jake, you are correct. I raised my kids 7 hours from my family and 9 hours from my wife's family. My kids spent their childhood in a car, and it was never a problem.
Even at age 15 months.
Just got a text from Hizzlebear. Send me a picture.
Then I'm going to have a question for you. Go ahead.
Looks like daughter's maybe 2 or 3 years old in the back seat. Mm-hmm. In the car. He says, we're driving to Rapid City right now. The longest straight haul for us is 17 hours to Rapid City.
Ooh.
Now, that's long.
Oh, boy.
I could see Scotland having a problem with 7. There's probably a threshold of how far you can go in a day.
There's another threshold I want to ask you about. Okay, now, you're very passionate about this, that say, take your kids early. Would you be as passionate if you had a 1, a 2, and a 3-year-old? 3 kids.
Yeah, that's more challenging. It is. Yeah. But as long as
you just got one.
Yeah. It's easier. It's definitely easier now. It could be much harder. Yeah, and you still want to travel though.
Okay.
Cuz you can't, you can't give that stuff up and stay home. It's boring.
Right.
It's good for the
kids. It would test.
Yeah.
I think it might test you, but you're very rigid in your opinion here.
Justin Stewart says they get used to it and will sleep majority of the ride. Jeremy,
does Scotland sleep a lot?
She slept. She took two naps on the way there and way back. So both times.
How long? Sure.
Anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour and 15, probably.
Boy, you embrace that.
Jeremy and Lincoln says, we have traveled every year with our three kids. They're now 9 and 11. And in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, right now, listening. I completely agree with this take. Enjoy life. Take the kids.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
That sounds Pigeon Forge.
Pigeon Forge.
You got it.
God dang, a Tennessee listener.
Rod and Lincoln says, annual trip to the Rocky Mountains starting when our first kid was 9 months old. Continued as we added two more kids over the next 6 years. Manage it and do it. Everyone's in agreement right now.
Yep. No pushback.
So I didn't have a headline, but the point is.
God, I wonder what that headline would be.
I need to have a rhyme in there.
If something, I can't do it off the cuff.
Shut your lid, take the kid.
It's not the worst. I don't get shut your lid.
Lid more of a hat than it is a hat
than a mouth. Never heard the mouth referred to as a lid. That's where I stumbled. Don't unravel. Just get up and travel.
Ah, there we go. That's why you're the headline writer and the writer in general.
That was a B, but thank you. A B.
That is grade. Cool Parenting Tips, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. It is time to play the game show. Jeez. And this might surprise you, Sip, but Farley went 0-2 in your absence. did not win a game in your absence. Didn't win. So
Farley.
So we need your help today to get a dub. And it's Throwback Thursday today. The topic I was thinking about, it's Big Ten Media Days.
Okay.
Nebraska joined the conference. The first season was 2011.
Yeah.
So how about this? We're going back to that year. Big Ten quarterbacks of the 2011 football season.
Okay.
Nebraska had Taylor Martinez.
Okay.
He's not part of the trivia today.
Okay. I like this.
If you know your 2011 Big Ten quarterbacks, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
402-464-5685. Call the date down Sip in trivia. If you beat him, you win a business box of bagels. That is 12 bagels and two tubs of cream cheese, courtesy of our friends at Bagels and Joe. Four locations in Lincoln and also one in Seward. If you lose, you still get a bagel and a coffee.
That's a good deal.
You win no matter what. It's a big deal. Done this for years.
Yeah.
The loser still wins.
Go get bagels. That place is good. Go
very
do
good.
It.
They have good breakfast sandwiches also.
Oh, God. Swim loves those breakfast sandwiches.
They are excellent. Okay. We've got Quentin. How do you feel about Big Ten quarterbacks of the 2011 football season?
We're going to give it a good shot here.
All right.
Okay, Quentin. Thank you for calling. Is this your maiden voyage on this show?
Oh, no.
No, he's called before.
Okay.
I know Quentin.
Okay, Quentin.
Do you remember the picture of me with Coolio?
Oh, say that again.
Remember the picture of me with Coolio in the rail yard?
Oh, yeah.
Quentin was in that picture.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, Quentin. First question goes to you. Sip, no lifeline for either of you, but okay. Quentin, what Big Ten school was Nathan Shielhouse the quarterback for in 2011?
I'd say Northwestern.
Northwestern, no. Sip, Nathan Shielhouse, the quarterback.
All I'm doing here is looking at the team, so I just have a...
Nebraska certainly played him.
Don't give me a hand.
I'm not sure if it was that year or not, but they did play him in his time in this school. 5 seconds if you want to take it. Five. Four.
I think
three,
I...
Three. Two.
I'm passing. Tell me it's not Illinois.
It was Illinois.
Oh, God.
So you didn't take it. 0-0 tie. Sip, first question.
God.
What Big Ten school was Marquise Gray the quarterback for in 2011?
I have no idea on that.
Nebraska did play him.
Okay, then I
mean, don't look at the schedule. I just say they did play.
No, well. I got all I got is the teams in front of me. Full disclosure, Minnesota.
Brilliant.
Bam.
1-0 lead hit for Sip. Quentin, back to you. What Big Ten school was James Vandenberg the quarterback for in 2011?
I know this one, Quentin, so you better get it.
Well, thanks for the pressure, but it's Iowa.
Good job.
Brilliant.
You're welcome.
Iowa's correct. 1-1 lead, or 1-1 tie. Sip for the win. If you miss this, Quentin can steal and win outright. Otherwise, tiebreaker if you both do not get it right.
Thanks for the pressure.
What Big Ten school was Dan Persa the quarterback for in 2011?
Persa. That had to be Northwestern.
Brilliant.
And that is correct. Quentin, we'll get you a bag of coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Quentin's gone.
I'm nice. Good, thanks.
Thank you, Quentin. Gone. Thank you to Bagels and Joe.
Do you recall the backup quarterback for Dan Persa that year? He caused a stir. They beat Nebraska in Lincoln.
Caused a stir?
He caused a stir with some things, not in Lincoln, but more like with a unionization.
Oh, yeah, I do remember. I don't remember his name, though. What was his name?
His name was Kane Coulter. He was a pain in the butt.
Oh, he's a good runner.
In terms of on the field, he was good.
Good runner, right?
Decent passer, but a good runner. And they beat Nebraska here in Lincoln.
Coulter was big in that game.
Yeah, he was.
Running
yes.
the ball for
it
sure.
It was a huge upset. Nebraska was ranked top 15, I think, that day.
I thought he ran the ball pretty well that day.
He did. Yeah, he was a problem on the ground.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker for you before we get to break. Russell Wilson led the Big Ten in passing touchdowns
okay.
in 2011.
Okay.
How many did he have for Wisconsin?
A lot. I'm going to say 31.
How about 34? Sorry, excuse me. 33 touchdowns
okay.
and 4 picks.
Yeah, he was incredible.
33 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Oh, say he was accurate.
You were at Camp Randall when Nebraska got destroyed out there.
Oh, and he was beautiful that game. He was really good. I mean, that's the time when I walked to my car and thought, this is Tijuana with big white men and women. That's what it is. That's what it felt like.
In Madison?
Yeah. Tijuana with big men and women.
I'm not sure how you get that description of Madison.
It was a lot of drinking, craziness.
Was drinking Corona or what?
No, just I'll just leave it at that. I just felt
I've never thought about Tijuana in Madison, Wisconsin. I love that city, you know.
It was quite an environment after that game.
I've heard about the after.
I was freaked out by how big everybody was. Those are some big people in Wisconsin.
On that note, hour 3 is next. An early break on the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.